When you think about substance abuse, you never think that it will happen to your family. And when it hit our family the way it did with my sister, I promised myself that I would get the word out that the opioid addiction does not discriminate. It happens to the least of us, to the most of us. My sister was a doctor. She had her PhD in education. She was a minister, just the person who you would least suspect to be addicted to opiates.
That is Catrice Galloway recounting her sister, Dr. Karen Jackson's story. This wonderful person was taken this year from what they call fentanyl poisoning, but it's a little bit more than that. There's so many layers to this story because Catrice Galloway is a federal probation officer. She's used to making, you know, referrals, she said, about people like her sister. It wasn't talked about. She got addicted to opioids after a knee injury and then couldn't get the medication legally. So she went to the streets, and it just so happened her narcos were contaminated with fentanyl if they weren't pure fentanyl. And she goes on to say and recount in this short documentary the toll it took on the family, how she would just sit there and to potentiate the effects of the medication because she was in such pain. She would do like probably wash it down with wine. It just so happened, since there is no quality control, this stash of hydrocodone was contaminated with fentanyl. And it only takes a small amount. I know about the effects of fentanyl from my time in the hospital. I used to provide coverage in the sedation unit when I used to be part of that group when I was at Children's Medical Center of Dallas. And you hate it. Fentanyl is a great medication, 100 times more potent than morphine. And it's addicting. But it's also deadly. It can cause something like called the wooden chest syndrome, where basically your respiratory muscles are frozen and you can't breathe. So basically you suffocate to death. That is a potential side effect on surgical patient. It just takes a lot of pressure to bag them, but you can bag them. But if you basically have frozen muscles because you're overdosing from fentanyl, you're going to suffocate. Basically, it's like you're choking to death and there's nothing you can do about it. So I say all of this to say that it is so important to check on people, talk about what ails them, and just encourage life. It's just so much more than the next high. And it's just so much more to live for and to create, to see, to eat. That's what we should basically be pushing. And other news, epidemics, Rona updates. We're still in a triple pandemic with the flu, RSV, and Rona. I just got my Omicron vaccine and Omicron variant booster, and I'm doing actually really good. And I'm glad I got it because all of my free test kits have expired and the numbers are going back up. However, given the new surge in numbers, the U.S. government is restarting the shipment of home corona test kits, all provided by the U.S. Postal Service, which I think is dope. But at the same time, y'all, seriously, for real though, I would check the expiration dates before you ship them bitches, because why are you going to ship me test kits that expire the same month as I get them? That's stupid, because that's exactly what happened when I got my the test kits before they ended the program back in August or September. So with that said, send out test kits that actually don't expire the same month as we get them. Stop it. You can go to the podcast notes, and I just got choked on my own spit, so don't judge me. But anyways, go to my podcast notes or the in-episode notes to call the 1-800 number, or just click on the link to order from the USPS Postal Service. And stay safe, wear your mask, and wash your hands, and stay your butt at home if you don't have to go out. Just saying, y'all.